Good morning, good mayan. So today's daf is Beitza daf Chavav. Beitza Chavav. We left off by the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Hey Amud Beis. So before we start the Mishnah, just a brief hakdama regarding the dinim of Bechar. We're going to focus, this daf focuses on a Bechar, and the main focus is going to be on checking it for a mum on Yom Tov in order to shecht it and eat it on Yom Tov. So Bechar, Halacha is, of course, Bechar, firstborn behema. That's a Bechar from a cow, sheep, goat, any behema tire, any kosher animal, a domesticated animal. The Bechar, male Bechar, goes to the Kohen. It's a mitzvah to give to the Kohen, but more relevant than giving to the Kohen for our purposes is that it's Kaddish as Kedusha, as to be brought as a carbon. That's Bezman HaMikdash, Bezman HaZeh, with the Israel based Mikdash. It is Nechel B'Mumman. You wait for it to get a mum, and then it's eaten to the bailam b'mum. You still have to give it to the kayin, but it's eaten with a mum. But it's given to the kayin, and it's eaten with the mum. Anyone can eat it. It doesn't have to be a kayin dafka. Anyone can eat with the mum. Even if it's about a migdash, if it gets a mum, it wasn't born as a carbon. Again, it was given to the kayin still, but the kayin was able to eat it outside the base of migdash. This special dinim on what you're allowed to do with it, meaning you're not allowed to sell it to the market, because it still degrades. It's still kachem. It's still a bechar. It degrades it by selling in the market. But the point is, it's mutter for anyone and everyone to eat once it gets a mum. Now, even though a Bechar naturally born is a Bechar, the second it's born, it's a Bechar, either it is or isn't, so it gets Kedushas Bechar, there was still an Inyan, there's still a mitzvah to Mekadesh HaBepet, to declare it as a Bechar, kind of like what we find by Shabbos. Shabbos is every seventh day, whether or not we declare it as Shabbos or not. Shabbos is Kaddish every seventh day, but there's still a mitzvah of Kiddush, there's a mitzvah to declare it. Similar idea. Okay. Bezman HaZeh, like we pointed out a moment ago, Bechar is still Kaddish. Bechar is Kaddish. We discussed a couple of days ago that Chazal actually, they promoted, there were loopholes that the Gemara Bechar discusses, that a person could take a partner, a guy could be a partner on a small tiny part, just the ear, a tiny part of the animal, and once a guy's a partner, there's no din of Bechar, and Chazal actually encouraged these loopholes, Bezman HaZeh, where there's no opportunity to bring the Bechar on the Mizbeach, because Nebuch could not have a base of Mikdash, so all you're left with is a Bechar, which might end up having Me'ila, or worse, or Shchutei Chutz is a chiyuv Karis. If one shechs the Bechar without a mum outside the base of Mikdash, Bezman HaZeh, we don't have the base of Mikdash, if one shechs it before it gets a mum, he's chayiv Karis b'mezer, chatz b'shegeg, it could lead to big issues. So Chazal, they promoted the idea of trying to avoid Bechar animals to avoid these potential pitfalls. And therefore, one of the big aces was, of course, either making it a bal mum in utero, making it a bal mum while still in the stomach, or having a partner who's a guy. Fine. The halacha is that Bezman HaZeh, let's say Bechar is born, he didn't do one of those loopholes. So in order for it to become mutter, I mean, this halacha actually applies back to Bezman HaMikdash as well, but where Rashi learns our focus from Bezman HaZeh, we'll point out why. In the Mishnah, it's a basic diak. In the Mishnah, but let's say we're talking Bezman HaZeh, it needs to be inspected by a chacham mumcha prior to being mutter. Let's say it's born missing a limb. That's a very clear mum. It's pretty, you don't need to be a guy in Shas and Paiskim to know that if it's missing a limb, it has a mum. Yet, this halacha is, it still needs to have the psak of a rav, a psak of a mumcha, psak of an expert, or if there's no expert or chacham available, the psak of three hedyaitis. Bezdin of three hedyaitis, that's sufficient. They could also show psak, but again, one is not supposed to shechta without getting that psak from either the bezdin of hedyaitis or preferably from the chacham mumcha. If one did b'dievres machlekes, not in our sugim, as machlekes elsewhere, Reb Meir b'huda b'dievres. If one shechted it before showing the mum, and then he goes to show the mum after, he realizes he messed up, is he allowed to eat it? But the Yevet, Meir says no. Once he messed up this Bechar and didn't show it prior, show the mum prior to getting the Shechita, it's too late, he messed up, he can't eat it even with the Yevet. Rabbi just says post facto, if the mum is determined to be a real mum, then you could eat it post facto. He messed up by not showing it, but he's still able to salvage it and eat it once he gets a psak that it was a mum post the Shechita. That's what Rabbi says, you can't eat it. That's how far we take this Knas. Okay. Now here's the part that gets relevant to us, and then we'll see the Mishnah. Showing the mum, a Bechar, the Baal Mum, to a Rav, a Mumcha, on Yom Tov, really presents us with two potential issues, and this will be clear in the Gemara. One, Gemara and Rashi, one potential issue is Stam Muktzah, that if the animal did not have a, this is a Bechar, and if it did not have a Mum prior to Yom Tov, it's not Mukhan. The animal itself is Muktzah, because the animal is not destined to be used on Yom Tov because Kozma doesn't have a mum. You can't do anything with it. A Bechar without a mum, you can't do anything with it. So therefore, it's Muktzah, Aleph. Beis, there could be a separate issue of actually issuing the psak, Bezdin, or the Chacham. Issuing the psak could be a problem of, Rashi brings actually two Lashanis, which he seems to blend as one, but it really sounds like two different issues. One is it could be an issue of being giving a din, psak din. Bezdin doesn't get together on Yom Tov typically tissue psak. There would be a problem of like a psak din, number one. Number two, it could be an issue of misakin mana, of being misakin. It wasn't fit till now. Till the chacham issues a psak, it's not ready to eat. Now they issues a psak, it makes it fit to eat. It's like a misakin mana. It's like tikka mana. That could be a separate issue of showing to chacham. Are we concerned or not? Now let's see the Mishnah inside. Says the Mishnah, bottom line of the page, chav heyam abeis. Bechor shenafel labar. A bechor that fell into a bar, Rabbi Da'imer Yerid Mumchav Yireh. A bechor that fell into a bar, Rabbi Da'imer says the mumcha can go down into the bar to examine it. The case of here is where the owner, the Bailam, is nervous that if you just leave it in the bar, if you leave it in the bar till the end of Yantiv, it may die. So that's Rashi says, Yireh Pen Yabasham. So he wants to salvage this animal, similar to what we had in the last Mishnah that we had on Chafiyah Ben Aleph, where the Mishnah says that if an animal is misukenis, and you want to shecht it so before it becomes a treifa, before you lose full value. So as long as you eat a piece of it before Yantav is over, you can chop rain. Similar idea here, he's scared the animal's going to die, become worthless, and therefore, maybe he's worth tzabel chayim also, maybe. Okay, so you want someone to go check it. So the mumcha can go down, says Rabbi Yehuda, into the bar, and check it, says the Mishnah on top of Chavav and Aleph. Im yesh by mum ya'alav yeshchit, if the mumcha finds a mum, you let her bring up the animal from the bar, whatever it takes, you let her anchor it, pulley it up and checked it. It's got a mum. You're allowed to eat it now. And if we can shecht yamdev alive, if there's no mum there, lo yishchet, he shouldn't shecht it. Rabbi Shimon says now. Well, let's read Rabbi Shimon, and then we'll say a big point in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, kol she'in mum nikim by yayim, ein zemin amuchan. Rabbi Shimon says that if the mum wasn't nicker before Yamtiv ready, if it wasn't nicker before Yamtiv started, it's not considered min amuchan, it's not considered prepared, and therefore can't be shechtan Yamtiv. At the face value, this Mishnah is direct stira to everything we know about the machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Masechet Shabbos, and even Masechet Beitza, where Rabbi Yehuda is always worried about muktzah, and he's worried about things that being not being mukhan. And Rav Shimon is the one we always say holds less le mukhza. We've explained multiple times in the past that Rav Shimon is also made, and we say less le mukhza. Doesn't mean there's never mukhza. Mukhza machasor and kiss, perhaps you used to. Certain mukhzas Rav Shimon also agrees to. But Rav Shimon is much less agreeable to the concept of mukhza. He holds in many cases that Rav Yehuda holds a mukhza. He does hold the mukhza. In this mission, we have Rav Yehuda saying, no problem, let the mumcha go down and check it. If there's a mum, great, bring it up and check it. If not, then you can't bring it up. You can't bring it up. And Rav Shimon says, no, it's not a mumchan. Therefore, it's no good. You can't check it. It has to have had a mum for yantif. Are we flipping on the sides? So Rashi beautifully elaborates that, no, don't make a mistake. This is not a direct steer to the shitas mukta. It's like this. Rabbi Huda, when he says that he can't check it, he's holding, you're not going to check to see if it got a mum when it fell into the bar. You're not checking a mum that happened when it fell into the bar. Because that mum taka wouldn't be good. It would be muktzah. Rabbi Yehuda Shtasai Avada holds that there's muktzah. If a mum only developed on Yamtiv, Avada, that was muktzah when Yamtiv started, that animal can't be used in Yamtiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when we say you're going down to check if there's a mum, what you're going down to check is to see if there was a mum from before Yamtiv that was a real mum. Meaning, you know there was a mum before Yamtiv. You knew there was somewhat of a mum there. And you just didn't get a chance to check it for Yamtiv. And now felt, and you didn't care because you weren't necessarily going to use it. And now fell into the bar and now you're more concerned about it. You want the chacham now to go check that mum. You'll tell him exactly where it was. There was a mum by its hind leg in that spot. I'm just making up a random spot where that already existed before Yamtiv. Is that a proper mum or not? You're going to check to see if that mum that was there from before Yamtiv is a mum. That's not a problem of muktzah because it already was on his das. It was on his das when Yamtiv started that it could be used. It could potentially be used because the mum already existed. It just wasn't gepaskin that it was a viable mum that allows him to eat. But he knew it was a possibility. What's the possibility? The fact that I may use something already makes it not muktzah. So that's according to Rashi explains according to Buda. Again, the idea of here is you're checking a mum that was there from before Yamtiv. You just didn't get a chance to check before Yamtiv. You're checking it now, but it's not a problem with muktzah because you're checking it something that already was there. I said, what's the problem with Shimon? So really, we spoke up before in the Akdama that the problem with Shimon's issue is Rashi has two potential issues. Nothing to do with muktzah. Shimon's not worried about muktzah. Rav Shimon's concern is either it's kimisakin by issuing a psak that this is a bal mum, now you can eat this animal, till now you couldn't eat it, now you can eat it, that's like a tikkun mana, that could be the concern, or the psak itself could be a concern, we're not done as a din, it looks like, kivin davle, Rashi the Rezar, kivin davle, ki yeshiv v'dan din, it's like he's sitting, davle, k'dan din, it's like he's sitting and passing judgment, doing a din, and we don't do that in Yom Tov. So two separate, totally separate concerns, nothing to a muktzah, and even Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's okay, is because also we're not worried about any muktzah concern over here. That's how Rashi explains the Mishnah beautifully. Rashi also learns, we're talking about Bechor Bezman Hazeh. clearly never a chabad manzeh. And some of the first bother why? Why is Rashi learning the Mishnah? The Mishnah didn't would apply in the time of Mikdash too. In the time of Mikdash, you have another element that as long as it's time, it can still be offered as a bechor on the mizbeach. It can't be shecht at all, right? It's a regular korban, still needs to go on the mizbeach. Bezmanazeh, you can never bring the mizbeach because it's always Mikdash. But the dinim should equally apply bezmanazeh and bezmanim Mikdash. The first one bother, and some actually want to say that Chorinim want to say Rashi and Achrami. Rashi would say we're talking even bezmanazeh, where the only usage for this is in my house when it gets a mum. So maybe there'd be less of a svar to say that it's considered an issue of not being muchan or the like. We still say even bezmanazeh, this is halacha bezman mikdash for sure, where it was destined to go on the mizbeach. For sure, you'd say these there'd be reason to be machmer. That's some of them want to learn Rashi. Others want to say they have a beautiful diak. Others want to say I think it's a slach. The slach wants to say that the Lashon HaMishnah compelled Rashi to say we're talking about Bechor Bezman HaZeh, and that's simply because what does it say? Im yesh b'mum yala v'yishchit, v'im lav lo yishchit. If there's a mum, bring it up and shecht it. If not, you can't shecht it. Now, the mashmayas is, if it's not, you gotta still wait. What are you gonna wait for? If it's Bezman HaMikdash and doesn't have a mum, you know what you can do with it? You can bring it as a carbon. Take it to the base of Mikdash and bring it. It was fit before Yom Tov. This is a Bechor waiting to go on the Mizbeach. Bring it on the Mizbeach as a carbon. Bring in a carbon and eat the meat, then everything's great. The fact that we're saying the options are either bring it up and check it when there's a mum, or when there's no mum, you can't check it, you gotta leave it, that would seem to indicate that there's no option to bring it on the base of English. Why not? Presumably because the base of English is Aramaic, because we're talking about Bezmanazeh. Again, no nafkamina. In Din, in Lamdas, just technically speaking, the Lashon HaMishnah compelled Rashi to say we're talking about Bezman HaMikdash. Again, this gets into the Machlekes. Could you bring other Karbanis? Nedarim and Adavah, certainly, we had a discussion about whether you're allowed to bring them on Yom Tov Machlekes. We have Bisham Basil with Kimi Yom Yantiv. Bechor could be better than Nedarim and Adavah. Also, according to Basil anyway, you could bring it. So if you go to Basil, this far is very good, right? That you're allowed to bring Nedarim and Adavah. Again, machlekes in the brises, machlekes whether or not, which even in Basil, but certainly animals that you're able to eat the basar, right? Dharma Davis is this question. Bechor could be is even better, right? Dharma Davis, we may have had a drasha that you shouldn't be on Yontif, but Bechor could be is even better, and therefore you would be at least certainly one side of Basil, maybe going to both of them, you would be able to bring it. So based on that, the Tzlach is saying that the fact that we didn't give an option of bringing it up to Shechta on the Mizbech on Yontif is clearly a raya. We're talking about Bezman HaZeh. Okay.
Just one point. So
then, yes.
It's only a Bechor that fell into the bar on Yom Tov.
Well, let's see. The Gemara is going to address, I'm not sure if this is where you're going, why are we talking Bechlal, according to the way we explain the Machlekes now, this is the Gemara's first question, why are we focused on a Bechor that fell into the bar? Really coming out fundamentally, it's a Machlekes, whether or not you're allowed to check a Bechor for a Mum, a Yom Tov. That's what's coming out. According to Behuda, we're saying you could check it. According to Shimon, we're saying you can't check it. That seems to be the machlekes. Why? What's the relevance that fell into a bar? If that's what you're asking, that's literally the Gemara's first question.
Not really, but I hear what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, that's it. That's been the Gemara's first question. Let's see. Says the Gemara. What's the machlekes, Rabbi Derb Shimon? If the machlekes is whether you check mumin on Yom Tov, do you discover Ryan? Mumin on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon suffer ain't Ryan Yom Tov. Rabbi says you check mumin on Yom Tov, and Rabbi Shimon says you don't check mumin on Yom Tov. Now we already spoke out with some possible reasons from Rashi. What the reason of ain't Ryan mumin is? Again, we didn't want to say the issue is mukta. We don't want to say that in Rabbi Shimon because Rabbi Shimon does all the mukta. That's a Rashi clearly wanted to differentiate. And Rabbi Huda holds you could check. We had to come up with a contempt. So it's not a problem of mukta because Rabbi Huda clearly does all the mukta. So he said, must be talking about a case where already the mum already existed before Yom Tov, and you're just checking it now on Yom Tov. Okay, so the svar to say that you don't check, let's focus on the svar why you wouldn't be able to check, is either, which is going to chazer, what we said from Rashi before, either because it's near Kibasakin, it's like you're fixing something, or it's like Bezin's being Yeshiv and done din, it's Bezin's like sitting in court, or that's Rashi to Malcham. The Ravid does be to Malcham, you have to know how, according to Ravid, how it's Tibs or Shitas or Shimon, but the Ravid being to Malcham focused on the issue of either Mukta, that since, as far as we know, when Yom Tov started, there was no Heter to eat this animal. So therefore, it's a status of mukta because yeah, maybe the mum existed, but you don't know if it was a mum or not, and therefore it's a mukta issue. Again, shver to say that in Rav Shimon, as that's Rashi didn't go that way. But in general, on the words ain rayin, you don't look at mumin on animals in Yom Tov. That could be a potential svar why. Again, with Rav Shimon, it's a chiddush to say that, but in general, it could be svar why ain rayin mumin. Another svar the Rav won't say is a gezeira. That's interesting. The Rav's lashon is it's a gezeira because you may not check the animal properly because of simchas Yom Tov. Now, what does that mean? Simply, it could mean that the one who's checking may have, he may be he may be biased to allow the animal to be matur, the animal to say it's a mum, in order to be matur it, in order to give people simchas yamtiv, in order to give the owner simchas yamtiv. That's one simple taich. Another way they understand the raivet is, it's the flip, it's, it means the guy was checking himself because he's busy with simchas yamtiv. He had a nice meal, he had some wine, he's a little bit under, he's in a little bit of a different mode. He's supposed to paskin from a, you know, mitaych ema, from a, you know, he's supposed to, I don't want to say they fast until they paskin, but certainly not under the influence, certainly not, I've had this asr to paskin when you're mamish under the influence. But the point is, he may be in a matzah of simchas yamtiv and may not check it properly. So again, either because he may be leaned because of simchas yamtiv of the bailam, or his own simchas yamtiv. By the way, the rabbi says another concern is simchas yamtiv. That's why you weren't about to check. Fine. So if that's the machlekes, so ask the Gemara a very basic question. Period. Why don't they just argue by a stama animal whether they check for mum or not? Why focus on a case where the bechor fell into a pit? Answers the Gemara, bechor shnaf labar, it's chalei. We need to say the case where the bechor fell into the bar, sakat hachamina, I would have thought mishum tzar b'lechayim. If the tzar b'lechayim is an impetus, it would be a reason for us to at least even make a trick and take it out to check it in order to help the animal. Let's make it an aram if you need be and take it out to Bishua, like Bishua said elsewhere. We'll explain that in a second. Kamash malan. Therefore, we want to say that no, that even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow for removing the animal from the pit till you check it. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon for sure not, but even Rabbi Yehuda, they don't allow, Rabbi Shimon doesn't allow you to check it. Even Rabbi Yehuda allows you to check it, you gotta check it from inside the pit. They wouldn't be able to do Arama for Tzar Bal Chaim, according to Sari Rabbi Yehuda Shimon in our Mishnah. What is the case over there that Bishua allowed for Arama? So the case over there was when you had the attack of the two animals fell into a pit, and there's an issue of Tzar Bal Chaim, and Allah is, you know, a shech, you can't check both it and its mother on the same day. It was two animals, a mother and a vad, that fell into the same bar. You can't check them both on the same day. So even if you're going to bring up one to shechta, because you're talking about no mum over there, you have to bring up one to shechta because you want to eat a fiyamtiv, you can't bring up the second one because you're not going to be able to check the second one, because once you check the first one, the second one is Asher's Eisav Espanai. Whichever one you check first, the second one is going to be Asher. So what Yeshua suggests you could do is bring up the first one with intent, say, I'm going to check this and use this fiyamtiv, and then change his mind, right? He's going to change his mind. Kilo, he never planned on using the first one, really. That's the Arama. He picked it up to, he could potentially shecht it, but he wasn't going to use it because he was going to use the Arama to go take out the second one as well. That would be a ketimtzit to take out both from the bar and save the Tzar Bal Chaim, because they both potentially could be used, even though, of course, he's only going to end up using one of them because he can't check both on the same day. That's the Arama we said over there, and we're saying, we're saying not like that. We're saying that the even though we had this Arama elsewhere, by our Mishnah, we're not employing, even Rabbi Yehuda is not employing a Arama to remove the animal from the bar. Rather, he just allows to check it in the bar itself. Says the Moriyach, but if that's the case, the lush of the Mishnah, if that's mamish, the reason why the Mishnah taught the case of falling into a bar is to teach that you don't do the Rama, you got to leave in the bar, stress it. Why is the Mishnah just speak out? You can't check it according to, if it doesn't have a mum, according to Behuda, according to Bishimon, you can't check it, you can't even check it at all because it's amuchan. Why not stress the fact you can't take it out of the bar? If that was the point of talking about a case where it fell into the bar, layala vishka bayale, Mar says, you're right. The cases where he did take it out. So very interesting. We're really making the mission into two cases now. Two discussions. Din number one is that you're not allowed to just stop as they take it out. That's according to everyone. They have to go into the bar and check. Din number two was, if you did take it out, b'di'evad, it was taken out, shalei b'ratzon chachamim, was taken out against the halacha, and then the mumcha is now examining it. So the halacha is as follows. If it has a mum, you can shecht it. If not, and eat it. If not, not. According to Buddha, Saga Chamina Lishkday, I would have thought that once you took it out, then it's Pashi, then it's Pashi Keshechted. Kamash Mom, we don't say that. Yes, tomorrow it's Pashi Keshechted. It's a Bechar. It's a Bechar. If it doesn't have a mum, why would it be Pashi Keshechted? Lishkday, Hatamu. If it's a Tam, it doesn't have a mum. What's your Havamina that once you took it out? Bidiyevit. Once you took it out, Keshechted. Why not? Would I think that? Like Tzricha, Tenafu Be Mumma. No, what we mean is the mum developed later. Again, a major Hechatimsa in this case. We're throwing in a major Hechatimsa that what happened was that the animal fell into a pit. And you weren't supposed to take it out. That's the clear, that's the message for the mission. You're not supposed to take it out. You're allowed to check it inside, but you're not supposed to take it out. But he took it out. He took it out, and one more detail to the story, it got a mum later. It developed a mum later that day. So I would have thought, since the mice that's out, and it got a mum, then therefore I could shecht it. Kamashman, I still can't. If it wasn't, the original mum wasn't a mum. Ask him over muktzu. If it only got a mum now, of course it can't be shechted. That's clearly muktzu. Certainly in Rabbi Yehuda, it's a muktzu issue. Ella, the nafu be mum over merav yamtiv. It had a mum over for merav yamtiv. Hashtav le mum kavua. It had a mum over a mum that can get better, which is not enough to make it a matter the shechita. Had a mum over merav yamtiv, and now it developed into a mum kavua. So I would have thought it's not muktzah Why? Because the owner already, since Adam Amayver, the owner already had his mind on using it because he knew that it's a very, very, very based strong possibility that the Mum'aivir will develop into a Mum'kavua. Mum'aivir can go two ways. Right now it's Aivir, it's temporary, but temporary could become permanent. We know that Maisim B'chayim, and by Mum'im as well, it could get better, but the flip side is it could end up becoming permanent. I would have thought since the owner's Das was on it, that takes away the concern of Muksa, the Nishik thing, Kamash Malan. Again, we're throwing a lot of information into the Mishnah, as the Mishnah didn't say. The fact that we're talking about a case where it was a in a bar is leading us to, let's just go through the following build-up pyramid that we're building. Number one is teaching us that we don't go old, you can be marim and take it out of the pit. You gotta leave in the pit. You have to check it in the pit and leave in the pit. If it's not about mum, if it is about mum, of course you can take it out and check them. If it's not about mum, you gotta leave in the pit. Number two, the fact the Mishnah just focuses on the shechita, not on the taking out of the pit, must be because it's talking about my case that bidyeved, it was taken out of the pit. It came out of the pit, because like kilchasa. And I would have thought that still, that once you took it out of the pit, the chiddush is that you could shechta. Why would I think you shechta once it came out of the pit? L'chari, it's still not about mum. The answer Gemara says, we're talking about, we're developed a mum. Developed a mum, that's still a problem of mukta. No, we're talking about a case where I had a mum Iver, when Yantav started, and that mum Iver developed into a mum kavua. And I would have thought that once it's out of the pit and it has a mum Kavua, even though only developed a Yantiv, because it stamped from a Mum'aver, it came from a Mum'aver, and Mum'aver is enough to make it perhaps not Muktzah. I would have thought it's okay, Kamashman, it's still going to be a problem in that case. All that is is almost like the subliminal message of the Mishnah, because none of that's clear. None of that is in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda's din just was, Im yesh mum, if has a Mum, then take it on Shechtet, if not, not. Okay. Tanaban. Bechar tam shenafalabar. A Bechar tam that fell into a bar. Bida nasi aimer, yerid mum chavira.
Just one point.
Sure.
And
hard to hear you.
Yeah, just one point. It comes out again that if he takes it out of the bar because of this mum, and then he decides, I'm not in the mood. He could do that.
Well, he's not even nisser. He's still even nisser. We're saying you're not allowed to take it out. Our Mishnah, you can't take it out. No.
If they said it's a mum.
You mean on the if the mumcha paskin that it is a mum and he takes it out because he maybe thinks he's going to use a yantiv, and they ends up not using it, l'chayra, that could be a sort of harama to save a tzab al-chayim. L'chayra. It sounds counterintuitive.
You'll have it for a different week.
Yeah. It's not clear. Not clear, because it sounds like we're very particular in this Mishnah about doing haram and taking it out. That's how Gemara seems to be saying we're different than Rabbi Shua. But you know, you're saying you don't see where it's... I mean, the last Mishnah was, Im yesh b'mum ya'alav yishchit. You want to say, Im yesh b'mum, you have the right to be Ya'alav Yishchit, and if you choose not to be Yishchit, this is similar to our discussion yesterday, which you showed me after the share, about the kazayas.
You
have to be able to eat a kazayas from the animal, right? Do you have to actually eat the kazayas? So the fact that you're able to eat a kazayas, that's enough. Yeah, maybe it's the same type of, maybe, perhaps, the same type of machlokes. Okay. Stanarban. Now, what's interesting about the machlokes we started quoting is that it's going to be the same names partway. It's going to be machlokes of Yehuda Hanasi, not to be confused with this is just a little history for us. The Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, Stam Rabbi the Mishnah is Rabbi Bar Yehuda. Rabbi Bar Yehuda, Stam Rabbi the Mishnah. Stam Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai. Stam Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yehuda. Stam Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai. We're going to have mechlekes now with the same shitas. Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon is like Rabbi Shimon, but it's two different people. Rabbi Yehuda is Yehuda Hanasi, it's Rabbi, and Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Manasya. But it's ironic that they're going to be aligned perfectly with Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Okay, just make sure we don't get confused. Tana b'adam. B'chor tam shenafal labar. A b'chor tam that fell into the bar. Rabbi Yehuda nasi aimer yerid mum chavira. The mum can go down and check it. Im yesh b'mum. If there's a mum, yalav yishchit, he can take it out v'im lav. Le yishchit. If there's a mum, he can bring it up and check it. If not, he can. Meaning, if there's a mum, he's allowed to bring it up and check it. If not, and the way we attach the Mishnah means, if not means, if it didn't have mum, he took it out anyway, still, Le'yishchit, he's still not able to shecht it. And again, we have to go on to the same explanation. That means that it, even though subsequently got a mum kavua, he still can't shecht it. Amr Shabbanasya, Hari Amr in Raymim Yamtiv. Amr Shabbanasya, they already said, the Chama, in prior Dairus, already Paskin, we cannot check mumim on Yamtiv. Ketzad, what does that mean? Noel by mum erev yamtiv. If the mum was already there from erev yamtiv, aim mevakron aisav yamtiv. You're not allowed to examine it on yamtiv. But b'diavad, we don't speak this part out. But the Rashi does. The bottom line of Rashi of the page. Look at the last line of Rashi of the page. Lechatchila, we don't check on yamtiv. A mum that was there for yamtiv. Aval im avar bikrei. If they were erev and did check it, hashare then sheichli keshechted. Shein misakin kolkach. You're not really misakin. Shekarif hayyeh benish mashal this mesukin. It already was mesukin. Again, Rashi's like almost like trying to step over the words of Hachana and tikkun. He's trying to blend hachana tikkun. It was really muchan from before yamta, but already it was mesukin from before yamta because it already had a mum. It was just mechusa the riyas chacham, but therefore bidi evidence. Okay, so again, level number one, we're gonna have three levels in what Rosh Hashanah is saying. Kate said level number one is nailed by mum erev yamtiv. If mum was developed in erev yamtiv, you can't check on yamtiv, but if you did, and the mum is a mum, you could use it. Level two, nailed by mum tafam beis yamtiv. If it was nailed by mum yamtiv itself from Shimon Eimer, ain't zemin a muchan. That's not considered a muchan to use. We spoke out either nirikam asakin, bezin kipaskin is shudding, donis din, and therefore it's no good. And case number three, v'shavin, everyone agrees. Meaning, everyone means this is a. Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. This, by the way, Reb Shimon asks, is explaining Reb Shimon of Mishnah. So now he says Reb Shimon of Mishnah and Reb Yehuda of Mishnah both agree. Shem neilat hu mum imai shezem nemuchan. If the animal is born with the mum on Yom Tov, that is called muchan. Sounds very surprising. Animals born with the mum, born together with the mum, that is called muchan. Right. The simple idea is, of course, we know that an animal while it's in the mother's stomach is aser. Right? If you check the mother and find the animal inside, ben pakua, it's mutter, well, it's the mother's stomach, it's very called mukhan. So if it's born with muma imai, then it's going to be permissible. Says the Gemara, on this last case, a bachar that was born with a mum kavua, darsh rabba funa, nailed hu, muma imai, mevakrinis a ben pakhil chachila, if it's born with a mum, born on Yom Tov with a mum, you can actually even check a lechila. Amar Nachman Abatanim Avar Bikrei Mevuker. Father taught. Question: who he means by father? Does it literally mean his father? Does it mean so? No, a different Amira. Okay, but Rav Nachman's father was Rav Huna in many places. Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So someone says it's Rav Huna. Others want to say it means someone else. Abatana. Abba taught im avar ubikwe mevukar that if he's over and checks it, it's checked. Va'atam rebekin lesachila, and you want a darshan, Rabbi Avuna, you want a darshan that you're allowed to check it, even lechachila. I'm not sure if that means they're actually, sorry, I said it wrong. Rabbi Barfuna, Rabbi's father was Rafuna. So some want to say that Rav Nachman was referring to his own father. Others want to say he's referring to a person named Abba. Others want to say he's referring to Rabbi's father. Rabbi's father was Rafuna. Rabbi, your own father, Rafuna said, "Imavur biker mevuker v'atam vaker nesachila." And you're allowing to be vaker at lechatchila. Amar Baye kavasad Rabbi Rafuna b'stavur. Baye says, "Yeah, but the bottom line is it's b'stavur like Rabbi Rafuna midatani tlasavavi because the Braisa said three cases. Why separate into three separate cases? Why was the last case a separate case?" Meaning, he explains how three cases. We already pointed out as we read it. Nailed by Mumer Vyamtiv, Ain Vakan Sab Yamtiv, Lichatilu Dulai, this is Rashi got it from the Mercy's clearly. Lichatilu, you don't check on Yamtiv, Hadiyev, Chapitam, if you checked it, Bidyevin, and has a mum, you can eat it. That's a case where because it's considered Masukin enough, the mum was there for Yamtiv, Bidyevin, if you checked it, you're allowed to eat it, even according to Rishimin. It's fine, Bidyevin. Nailed by Mumer Vyamtiv, the mum was nailed on Yamtiv itself, Rishimin, Ain Zimin Amuchan, Nafil Yevin Ami Lai. Over there, Rishimin says, if the mum developed on Yamtiv, it's Akasim Amuchim, even the Yevin Ami Lai. And Lachaira, Rabbi Yehuda would certainly have to agree to that. Rabbi Yehuda for sure a muktzah, and if I remember correctly, the Rishonim or the Gemara is going to even speak it himself. Even the Gemara is going to address it because the Rabbi Yehuda holds a muktzah obviously has to agree that this is not min hamuchan. So the Chayyur is not just going in Rabbi Shimon. Okay, but the Dib was saying, well, at least we're focusing on Rabbi Shimon now, and we're saying if the mum is nail yantiv, ain't zemin hamuchim, even with the Yavet, if you check it and find the mum, no good. The Hadar Tani, this is the third case. Shavin Shem Neilad Mumma Imai. If the animal is born with a mum, if the animal is born with a mum with it at birth, Shazemin Amuchan, Sidim Muchan, Dafilik Yanami, that even the Chatkila, it could be checked and eaten as well. Isn't that pretty clear, like Rabbi Avuna, that Neilad Mumma Imai, Mimvakar and Sabian Tachila, Vilay Chak Lachila? So Abai is saying, if you read the Memra from Shem Nasya, this price, if you read it, as three separate cases properly, it seems to indicate, like Rabbi Avuna, that you could check the chatchila specifically by the case of the animal is born with the mum. Rav Nachman said from his father differently. It's a mistake. Says the Gemara, but it's not true. When Rav Yishai came, he came bearing a brisa, which was a little bit different. Whether or not the animal developed mum on yantiv, or whether it was before yantiv, the chacham say this is not min hamuchin; it's not considered min hamuchin. So, meaning, we already see that the brayse itself that we're saying that Reb Shimon's matir a bechar that had a mum before yantiv, that when it was aver and checked on yantiv, that's considered mavuka, that it's okay that he can eat it. We have a brayse that says very clearly that not like that. We have a brayse that says very clearly that that. It's not true. So once we're saying it's clearly not true, so you can't bring me a foolproof raya from this brisa against Rabbi Avuna, because already this other question, this other brisa is arguing on this brisa. Says Gemara v'elkashach, but lemaisa is takashver. The brisa on Amud Aleph is still like Rav. It's still not like, it's not like, it's still not like Rav Nachman. It still supports Rav Huna. Meaning, you show me a different part of the Braisa that's questioned, that has a stira from a newer version or a different version of the Braisa. But the fact that you're able to check the Bechar that has a mum that was born with the mum Ayantiv, that part of it wasn't refuted, and that part still supports Rav Huna. How are you going to say that that's still only B'tiyavin al-Khila? The Braisa is Mashmas al-Khila, says the Gemara, Nech, because that whole Braisa that we're quoting, that we quoted Naman Aleph, is a Braisa quoted by a fellow who, unfortunately, he was a big time Chacham apparently, but he didn't quote Braisas perfectly accurately. So if there's any Diak, any question on a Diak, you can't use that Braisa as a proof. Says the Gemara, "How adabar uchmihu?" That's adabar uchmi, the mishabish v'tani, that he used to make mistakes in teaching the brises. He would teach brises, he make mistakes. So therefore, if you have a choice between his version or the version which is quoted from Rav Eishia, Kiyas Rav Eishia, he said he came and said a different version. Rav Eishia, of course, is one of the primary authors of brises. We're going to stick with the version of Rav Eishia, and therefore we're not even going to be asked a question anymore from the brisa of that was quoted from Adabar Uchmi. Again, even though that specific point about the behema that was Nailan Ayantav with the mum being checked the Chatchila wasn't really disputed in the conversation, still we're going to say that that version of from Adar Ruchmi, the Mekonam Alf, is incorrect, and our Nachman's statement that it shouldn't be checked the Chafila is still going to be right. The Rashi points out that this Adar Ruchmi was a Tam Chacham. He was in the Beis Medrash. He was always teaching the Beis Medrash. But Lamaisa, one shortcoming he had, I guess, was that a lot of the Brises that he quoted were mistaken. They had mistaken, and therefore, if we ever have an issue, when there's no issue, everything's great. Whenever there's an issue, we're not going to take his version as fact. Okay. Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Masis Amidei Kamishas Takam Meduyik, like Rav Eishia's Brises. Tani, Rav Shimon Eimer, Kol She'im Mum Nikker Rav Yantiv, Ain Zemen Mene Mulchen. Any mum where the mum is not Nikker from Rav Yantiv, it's not Mene Mulchen. Now, what does that mean? Mene Mum Nikker. If it didn't have a mum at all, so it didn't have a mum. What's the name? What's the chiddush? Eldless chazak chacham eventa means the mum was there, but it wasn't checked. We're saying any time the mum was even there, but it wasn't checked for eventiv, it's not called mukhan, which means the mum was there, then it's not mukhan, and therefore you can't check eventiv. Even if you did, even with the evidence, it can be no good, which is like a Veshaya's version. Says Gemara, Eldless chazak chacham eventiv, imam kavu imamayver. It must mean the mum was there, and it wasn't checked for eventiv whether it was a mum kavu imamayver. Katani Misa, what does it say? Ain ze mina mukhan, it's not called mukhan. Shma mina, it's like a writer of Veshaya's version of the Brisa, which says that Shimon holds that once the mum is checked for yantiv, it cannot be checked, and even with the evidence, it won't be good. That's talking the proper version, and that's Baduk in our Mishnah, not like the version we had on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Okay, new Shaila from here to the end of the daf. Very short Shaila. Boy, Mine, Hillel. I mean, the Mar is actually being at least three Rayas to the Shaila. We'll probably get through the first couple Rayas to the Shaila, but the Shaila itself is very simple. If we know when something is muktzah banish mashas, it's muktzah for Shabbos. It's the general idea of something which is iskatzi banish mashas. When Shabbos starts or Yantiv starts, it's iskatzi for Yantiv. It's already considered out of his das. It's muktzah for Yantiv. What happens if something was only muktzah on part of Shabbos? The Mar explain the exact case. We'll speak out now. The case is when Yantiv started, Shabbos started, it wasn't muktzah. It was prepared. And then something happened during Shabbos Yantiv where it became no longer suitable at that point. So then it should get a status of muktzah. And then it became suitable again. What's the Shaila? Do we say that since it became Muktzah part of Yom Tov, part of Shabbos, it remains Muktzah for the duration of Shabbos and Yom Tov? It will not lose the status of Muktzah? Or do we say, no, since it was a Muktzah when Shabbos and Yom Tov started, yeah, it became Muktzah in the middle. During that Tkufa, you couldn't use it. But now that the Siba for Muktzah is gone, now I could use it again. That's the Shaila. Yesh Muktzah Chas Shabbos or not. Now, very important detail that we're trying to speak out is, in this conversation, this is important knowledge to know in general, the Muktzah. There's two categories of Muktzah. There's Muktzah of food, and there's Muktzah in general. Right? The muktzah of food is something which is iskatzi, is muktzah. One's not allowed to eat it, not allowed to handle it. It's a mochamer dika muktzah. Then there's a muktzah of tiltal, general tiltal. We always talk about touching. You know, it's not a matter of touching. It's more a matter of moving, of handling. But there's a muktzah of tiltal. The muktzah of tiltal is a little less encompassing, a little less a little less stringent as the muktzah of achila. And they're trying to point out the muktzah in our conversation here in this Gemara is specifically the muktzah of achila. We're not focused on the muktzah of tiltal, we're focused on muktzah of chila. Meaning, tiltal, something which is not muktzah when Yom Tov Shabbos started, will not be muktzah the whole Yom Tov Shabbos. Even though there's a time in the middle of Shabbos where you couldn't touch it, couldn't move it, again, touching it is a misnomer, you there was a time in Shabbos we weren't able to maybe metaltle it, you couldn't move it. It doesn't matter. It does not become muktzah because it was a muktzah in Shmashas, legabe tiltal. However, legabe achila, something which became muktzah on the Shabbos, legabe achila, that's the question of here. Does it remain muktzah the rest of Shabbos? Let's see inside. Boy, minei hil merava, yesh muktzah chashabbos, ein muktzah chashabbos, is it muktzah for Shabbos or not? Hey, what's the case? Is this chazi ben Shmashas? If it was fit ben Shmashas, it's chazi. It's fit. Ilo is chazi. If it wasn't fit ben Shmashas, lo is chazi. That's muktzah. What are you talking about? A muktzah chazi Shabbos. And it's tomorrow, we already spoke this out. Let's read this chazi, vahada itchi, vahada chazi. It was fit ben Shmashas, became unfit at some point during Shabbos, and then became fit again during Shabbos. My, what's the halacha? Do we say it remains unfit the rest of Shabbos, it remains muktzah, or do we say no, since it was fit by Vanish Mashas, it's fit now, therefore it remains fit for the rest of Shabbos. Okay. Says more. Amar Amalei. Yesh muktzah. Now, there's a basic question actually on this, before we go further, on this whole topic. What's the idea of muktzah? The idea of muktzah Pasha says it was a mukhan. It was a mukhan. There was a lack of a chana. So when something was not muktzah banish mashas, that means it was mukhan. It had achana. So what does it mean again on Shabbos it'll develop the muktzah? What does that mean? They were saying the cases on Shabbos it became no longer suitable. Yeah, but the issue of muktzah is not so much being suitable. The issue is whether it was mukhan. Knew this was mukhan. How did you get rid of the fact that it was mukhan when Shabbos started? It was mukhan. So the answer is, Peshua the Chorim Eskasha, Afikam says, I mean, it's pretty, I don't want to say pretty simple. The Chorim are bothered by the question, so maybe we're missing something in the question. Afikam answers, this moment that it became not suitable on Shabbos Yontiv, that broke the Hachana. It had a chana when Shabbos started. The moment it became not suitable, that broke the chana. The chana no longer exists. You're right, it had a chana, and it was suitable to use. It was mutter, permissible to use. And the second it became not suitable, that chana is no longer existing. That chana that was there is gone. Just like it's no longer suitable, the chana is gone. And the question is, does it become now considered a new on Shabbos, no longer mukhan, and therefore no longer fit for the rest of Shabbos, or not? That's what Fikyam explains to answer the question of the chorinim, that I already had a chana. Okay, says the Mar Eraya. Amalei yesh muktzah. So Rava says yesh muktzah. Yes, it will become muktzah for the rest of Shabbos. Eisvei akasha araya on Rava's psak. V'shavin shim from the brayts from the brayts we quoted before. Hence the conversation being located right over here. V'shavin shim neilu mumayimai shezem nemuchan. Everyone agrees that if the animal is born with the mum, it's born with the mum already. That's considered nemuchan. V'amahi neim hay b'char meikar havelei chazi agav imei. Let's think about what this bechor was. When originally it was fit agav mother walls in the mother's stomach. When the moment it became born, it was unfit. The moment it was born is unfit because it gets kushas bechor, and a bechor can't be shechted until you examine it. So now it's dachli. It's unfit. As chazal chacham, yishot chacham, which we were saying, lechatchili ketchov, but yeah, there's a shaila. Yishot chacham, ishtri lei becomes mutter again. So it was fit, unfit, and fit. So we see over there that Yelah, and we're saying the ma'aseh it's permitted, it's mutter. So we're saying over here that ain muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos, obviously l'chatzi yomtiv. Am Rabbi Vitam Rav Safra v'diyas v'diyin hasam. The judges who were there as the animal was born, very specific hechatimza, but the judges were there as the animal was born, so it never became muktzah. This gets back to my friend before, but I didn't fully speak out this answer. That even according to Behuda, we're saying v'shav and everyone agrees. Behuda is the aviyah, Behuda is the sheet that holds the muktzah the most. How is Behuda going to be okay with animal being born v'shav, and that if it's born with the mumayimai, that's totally fine? Why is there no concern of muktzah? The answer is the same. The answer we're saying over here. When the Yasvi Dan Hasim, the Dayanim were sitting there and they issued a psak as it was born, they saw as a mum. So it never had a moment where it was dachli. So it was fully, it was fit in the mother's stomach, fit as it's being born, and therefore no raya to our shayla about a case of it was temporarily not fit and therefore it should become muktzah the rest of Shabbos. No, this was never even temporarily unfit. Igadarmi, some say Amalei, ain't muktzah Shabbos, some say. Let's just wrap up to the end, and then ask me afterwards. Yeah, in Kedamri, some say the Pesach of Rava was a muktzah chaz Shabbos, that there's no muktzah chaz Shabbos, and instead of it being a kash now, it was a raya, and the defection would be the same. Lema seila, it's being a raya. V'shavim shemneil mumay umumay imay shetem and amuchan. That's the name of amuchan. V'abachar meikar avi chaz agiv imay. This bechar that was born on Yom Tov, it was meikar. It was in the mother's stomach, fit agav the mother. Isyadle itchilei when it was born became unfit because right now it has a kedushas bechar till established as a mum. Even then, it says some kedushas bechar, but it's still mutter. Achzei lechacham ishtri lei, once you have the chacham becomes mutter. So the chacham, you see clearly that it's that achzei chacham ishtri lei, you show the chacham, then it becomes mutter again. So it was fit, unfit, and fit. I was saying it's mutter according to this version of Rava. It's a riot to Rava that what the emuk sechaz Shabbos says the Gemara. No, The Dan was sitting there, and if you have no raya, since the Dan was sitting there, never had a moment that was really unfit, and therefore you have no raya to your shayla. This never had the moment of being unfit. Our shayla was where it was fit, unfit, and then fit again, and that's a question where again we have two versions. But the Rav is saying yesh mukta or ein mukta. Either way, a raya from the earlier brisa we don't have. Let's see one raya, then we'll stop. Tash ma haya eichel banam v'hisir. One was eating grapes and he left over some grapes. He had extra grapes. V'helul gag glasses mem. So he had extra grapes. He wanted to take them up to the roof to literally to dry them out. We call them in English raisins. He took the grapes up to the roof to dry them out to make raisins. Batain and Vaisir, he's eating figs, had some left over. Helen got glass of them, Gregus, and took them up to the roof to dry them out, to have dried figs. Leichamem, he cannot eat from them. Achiasmem, he can't eat from them unless he designates them for use on Shabbos before Shabbos starts. Let's say this story happened not on Shabbos Yontif. The story happened during the week, and he's now putting them up on the roof. Once he puts them on the roof to dry, it's kind of like a status of muktzah becomes in between. We'll see if it's actually fit to eat in between. We'll see in a minute. But it becomes like a status of muktzah. So if he has in mind specifically that I want to be able to eat them on Shabbos, then it's fine. But if not, he can't eat them. The same thing applies to peaches, and they take chavushin as quince. And all the pears also, same idea. Once he puts up to dry, he has to have specific intent that he still plans to use it in this throughout the drying process. Otherwise, it becomes muktzah, caused by the drying when Shabbos starts. It was a skatzi, it's muktzah. Even if it's ready during Shabbos, it'll remain usur. Now, hechidami. What's the case? Either chazu, if they're already fit for use when Shabbos started, lamay nezmana. You don't need nezmana. Either chazu, and alamay was for use when Shabbos started, ki asman lamay have, how does that help to be mazman? How does it help to be mazman? Meaning, if right now it's not fit. Right now it's not fit. Halacha is, you can't be mazman. It's right now, it's like Rashi says, it's like stones. It's like a tzur balma. Right now it's unfit. You can't make it be mazman that you're going to be able to eat it on Shabbos if right now it's not fit at all. So what must be the case? Maybe the case is we just wasn't sure if it was fit or not. So unless you specifically say, I'm designated for usage on the side that's already fit, from Rav Kana, muktza shavish, ain't about makirim by mutter. Rav Kana already said that muktza, fruit dried out, if it was dried out enough before Shabbos, and the Bayam wasn't aware, it's still mutter. It's still mutter. It's not a problem. So you don't have to worry about it either. You don't have to go and make a special declaration. El alav, the case must be like this. The case is, it's really part of the process. Part of the process is that when you dry out fruits, it goes to a stage where it's yucky to eat. So it's fit to eat right now before it's fully dry. It goes to a stage where eventually it's fully dry. Kishmak to eat as dried fruit. In between, there's an inedible stage. And that's the shayla. The shayla is that in that case, since it goes to an inedible stage, therefore maybe that's your problem. Says the Gemara now, if that's the case, here's our raya. V'yamrit ein muktzah lama lasmana. If you hold there's no muktzah by case where it's fit when Shabbos started, and ultimately it's fit right now, just because it was unfit in between, it's not muktzah. So over here, why would he need hasmana? The fact that he has to make a special hasmana must be that normally it would be a problem. And over here, he's being mazman to take away that issue. Is a raya that yesh muktzah chas Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Elamai yesh muktzah ki hasmana lema having. If you hold there is muktzah, what does hasmana help? Being mazman something, like we said before, it's drawer of alma. Being mazman something that's right now not fit, being mazman before it becomes unfit, also shouldn't help. Says the mother, tzricha, the achzul v'loy achzul. When we say it's unfit in the middle of the process, it doesn't mean it's mamish fully unfit. It's you can eat al day tchak. It's edible. It's just like a shmak. And therefore, as follows, some people eat it, some people don't eat it. Asman goli daiti. If he's mazman, he's showing his das. He's willing to eat it throughout. And therefore, it takes care of the problem. Whereas Leazm, if he's not Mazman, Le Gali Daiti, he wasn't Megal's Das. But what do you see? You see, so the Gemara, really, what the Gemara is saying is, so really there's no right to Shayla Bechlau. Because what we're saying now is that on the tzad that you're being Mazman, you're demonstrating that it was never really unfit. If it's not really unfit because you're willing to eat it, then it's not a right to Shayla. It's not a case of Yesh Mosul Chaz Shabbos, because Yesh Mosul Chaz Shabbos took a case where it was fit, became unfit, and then became fit again. By you saying you're willing to eat it, for you, it was never unfit, and therefore it won't be a right to shayla. So we've explained what the case over there is, but and the metzias is that it does become partially unfit. But since it's partially fit, therefore the question is whether you're declaring you're part of this chabura that would eat it or not. If you're part of the chabura, then it's for sure okay. If you're not part of the chabura, then we would have our shayla. But lemaisa, the price itself is not a riot to our shayla, because our case, you're being mazman, and your hasmana certainly only helps if it's somewhat fit right now. And if it's somewhat fit, then the shayla never starts, because for you, it's considered fit the whole time. We'll pause over here and pick up tomorrow, Mr. Jem. Eliza, what